When you watch some of the videos on purgatory stories, are you afraid? Do you experience a lot of fear in your heart? Does it shake you? Do you wonder, how can I possibly turn to God now when I see how demanding He is? In today's video, I want to explore this tension in our faith and how you can increase your confidence in the good and loving Heavenly Father that we have. My friends, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic with a special love on the Blessed Mother, Purgatory, and the Eucharist, although we explore so many topics. If you are new, please subscribe, hit the like button. And there are many ways that you can support this channel. Just check out down below in the description. Thank you to all of you that support me in any way, especially by your prayers. So as you know, I love the topic of purgatory. I love talking about it ever since I had my conversion and I learned about it. I loved reading every possible book I can get my hands on, and I've learned so much since then. But sometimes when we approach this topic, people can really be affected. They can see the severity of it and really have a lot of fear. So I think it's important for us to understand God. First, we need to understand God through ourselves. Remember that we are created in the image of God. And if you get to know different people, including yourself, you realize there are many aspects to us. So just for instance, me. I'm a Catholic, I'm a Catholic YouTuber, but I'm also a therapist. I love making videos, I love reading about Catholic stuff, but I also like going mountain biking. And I also like dancing, and I also like cooking. And do you know that I also like to travel? I can speak English, a little bit of French, and I can speak Spanish fluently. I've been to about 40 countries. I've done and seen just crazy amounts of things. My life is very varied, and there are many aspects to me. It's the same for God. So sometimes I like to describe God as a city. There are different neighborhoods that God is so vast. Imagine if you get to know a famous person who's really diverse, you will see that there's a lot to them and so many aspects of them that you didn't even know. The same is true with you. And so much more the case with God. God is like a city. And when you begin to get to know God, you're going to see all these things about God, this and that and the other things. Some things and some neighborhoods in the city of God are difficult to see. His requiredness of holiness, how sometimes He can appear to be strict, how He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. That seems, if you really think about it, seems kind of frightening. How perfect God is. These neighborhoods, so to speak, are often difficult for us to see. But God is more than just that. God is quite vast. And when you really understand Him, you see that this is how He is. So if when you approach these neighborhoods, as I like to call them, in God, and something in you is like, man, I just don't feel safe, I need something else, then you need to go to the most beautiful and the most wonderful aspect of God. And that's, as you can imagine, His mercy. So I live in Houston, Texas, and the nicest part of the city is called River Oaks. It's the richest neighborhood. It's where all the filthy rich people live. Well, God's mercy is like River Oaks. And that's what He wants you to focus on. God does not want you to be afraid of Him. God wants you to approach Him. And if in learning about all these different things, you're learning about all these faults that you have, it's only so that you can rely that much more on His mercy. God often will show us how weak we are, how sinful we are, how depraved we are, not so that we can despair, but so that we can run to the neighborhood of mercy. So if I ever have any intentions in showing these videos on purgatory, it's to help you turn all the more to mercy. So my friends, I don't want you to despair, and neither does God. In fact, as I get to know God more, I see His tenderness. I see His mercy. I experience it in my life. so that even when I read about these things and about purgatory, I see it through a different lens. I understand and plead his mercy, and I know that he gives it to me. That's why I made that one video on easy ways to avoid purgatory. And the first one was divine mercy. That's also why I made that video talking about hearing the Father's voice through unbound prayer, because his voice is so absolutely tender, not harsh at all. So my friends, if you are someone who has experienced God to be harsh, if you're tired of that, if you're tired of living in those neighborhoods of God's justice, of his harshness, of his punishment, yes, those neighborhoods might be over here, because God is vast and he's varied just like you and I. I invite you to run to his mercy. How? Hands down, the best way to experience divine mercy and God's mercy is through the Divine Mercy Devotion. That is the best way for you to hear that merciful side of God, for you to experience in your life, and for you to receive benefits from it. So get yourself a diary of Divine Mercy. Get yourself an image of Divine Mercy. In fact, we have a 5-foot image of Divine Mercy in our house. I mean, it's so awesome. Get yourself an image. Get yourself a chaplet. Pray it every day at 3. And just roll around and relish in this amazing neighborhood. Also, send me an email. Let me pray unbound with you so that God can lift off of you all this fear, all this anxiety, all these worries, so that you can experience his tender love. It is so awesome. People have been emailing me and I've been talking to them and I've been praying with some of them and they're loving it. It works. It's amazing. It is so awesome. My friends, God does not want you to be afraid of him. If he points out to you things to improve, it's only because he loves you. It's only because he wants to clean those things off of you and draw you closer to himself. He cherishes you and holds you in his hands. And he would not correct you if he didn't love you. He loves you tenderly. Just like if we were to see a father correct their son, or if we were to see perhaps a coach correcting an athlete, it might seem harsh, but it's not. It's done with so much tender love because God has this deep and tender love for you. Please relish in these words. God wants to speak the same tenderness he spoke to his son. You are my beloved son and daughter, with whom I am well pleased. Hear those words for yourself. Repeat them to yourself over and over again until you believe it, because it's true. My friends, God loves you so much, and I want that above all things to be the message of my channel. I've experienced that love, and I want you to as well. If you're struggling for that to happen, contact me. Let me help you. Look at my face. Don't I look like someone who's experienced God's love? I have it. It's so awesome. And I want to give it to you for free, because that's our duty as Catholics, to share God's love with one another and to give it as a gift. It's the greatest joy I have. Thank you so much for watching these videos. Thank you for supporting my channel. By the way, I'm celebrating 10,000 subscribers. I am so excited. My wife and I are so happy. We love you, and we want you to know God's love for you. I love each and every one of my subscribers. I pray for all of you. It's a lot to pray for 10,000 people. Please comment. Let me know ideas. Let me know how I can help you. God has given me so much, so I feel like I have a lot to give. Thank you for joining me in today's video. Again, God bless you. And I'll see you in the next one.